Supreme game taking over. That's a problem, it's not a threat.
Uppercut season, no time you stop breathing.
Just like another card needs to get their shit together with their matchmaking. And of course, it's the fight this weekend. It's the biggest fight this weekend, probably one of the bigger fights this year. And the undercard is kind of trash. But we'll get into that a little later. Of course, we're talking about Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. Now, obviously, this is an anticipated fight. It's a big fight. This is a fight that should have happened a couple years ago, especially after where Ryan went life and death with Luke Campbell and got himself an interim belt. That should have been the next step. But it wasn't. You know, mental health kind of played in. And then, you know, Devin went...
Pussy!
Huh?
Pussy!
Yeah.
I mean, bullshit!
Yeah.
Sorry.
Allergies, bro.
Allergies.
Then, you know, Devin went into a different direction and start collecting belts, went up a weight class, collected another belt. You know, because, you know, Devin Haney is trending towards a Hall of Fame career. You know, that's his goal. Whereas Ryan Garcia, you know, pretty much the only bargaining chip he had, you know, he lost it, you know, when he took a knee against Tank and stayed there, didn't want to get back up to engage, you know, and, you know, after that, it's just been a whole bunch of nonsense, you know, like Ryan Garcia offends me almost every single time I watch him in any fashion. He's just like I'm old funny daddy when it comes to boxing, and Ryan just kind of encapsulates the worst of the shit that I can't say from some of these new boxing niggas out here. Like,
you know what you reminded me of the when you said that, and just the whole deadpan voice. You just remind me of that interview with Tommy Lee Jones, and he's talking about his experience making Batman Forever
with Jim Carrey. Yeah.
And he's just like, I'm not here for your fucking buffoonery and all. He just, and you can tell, like, it's crazy because Tommy Lee Jones was really acting on one in the movie. Like, that's the most animated version of Two-Face we've ever seen in media. But the fact that he was annoyed by Jim Carrey, I could just imagine the antics and shit was going on in that movie.
Right.
It could legit be a documentary.
Exactly.
But that's how annoyed Pat sounds saying that shit. Like, yeah.
And the funny thing is too is, like, you know, so Ryan Garcia finally, you know, after, you know, ducking and mental illness there and other shit outside of the ring there, like, he signs for a fight with Devin Haney, and, like, okay, you know, finally Ryan wants to be great. He wants to at least go for a title or something like that. But almost immediately, as soon as he signs the fucking fight, it's a whole bunch of manic episodes, constant, everyday manic episodes of some shit. Some conspiracy theories, some where
he's... But he was drawing in the whole world, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, all I know, I hope it's fight week. When fight week happened, the fight is even... All right, never mind. Sorry.
I mean, it's like between the conspiracy theories and the religion.
I know. Blazing Killer caught it. I'm sorry. I just felt like the fight would be bigger now. Like, me, all this shit Ryan Garcia doing, nigga. It seems more people are annoyed about the fight than looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm annoyed about this fight because I'm thinking, like, goddamn, I want you to take this shit fucking serious. Like, take this shit.
And that's what it is, bro. So that's what I'm talking about, Blazing Killer. My bad. It came out wrong. I'm up here like, but see, that's how it don't feel like it's fight week. That's my whole point.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel like there's been so much nonstop fuckery with Ryan Garcia. You can't tell the weeks apart.
Yeah.
Every week is just something else with him. And it's just boom, 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 boom. So finally you get the fight week. It's like...
But now he's doing it again. Like,
There's no difference. We're not even getting the fight energy.
I woke up late, but I was thinking about doing a poll about asking, is Ryan versus Tank a super fight? I mean, if Ryan versus Haney's a super fight or not, you know? I will kind of just...
It doesn't feel like it.
Tank and Ryan Garcia felt bigger.
I'm not gonna lie, I hopped real quick on one of the Ryan spaces. Somebody posted the link, and it sounded like a mentally ill group chat in there. And Ryan just said some random shit. Like, it's just, everybody, it was just really weird. I don't know if you heard about that, Ryan Garcia going at it again with
the Ryan Garcia has been going into Twitter spaces. Motherfucker's been, he's known for fucking arguing with fucking Ray Jackson. Ray Jackson's calling this nigga a whole ass nigga like this, and he's like, well, why are you calling me a whole ass nigga? Well, he didn't say the N word, obviously, but like, I thought all you do is dick ride tank and all that shit. I'm just like,
dude, Ryan Garcia just been saying all types of shit. Dude wanted to put $1 million up for Superbad versus Baumgartner.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. This is not calculated. This is pure. I've seen this is pure manic episodes do that. And you, I know B Hop and Oscar are like this nigga, but they just ride in the train until the wheels fall off because you know it's
because they know he bring money, so they'll just take his foolishness and hate on the kid. That's the one thing I don't like. That and it kind of screams predatory. It's just I don't like the fact how like they just like, yo man, fuck this kid, we don't like him, he just makes us money. Like there's no like there's no real looking out for dude. Not no like behind the scenes shit happened, but still like god damn, like
yeah, and it doesn't help that he's more Twitter fingers. Literally, he tweets anything that comes to his fucking mind. Like.
He called out Crawford, like
yeah. He's called out Spence. He's been talking shit about Spence lately too.
Yeah, he's been going in on Spence with the whole. He was like, "How I'm paying Derrick James more money, you know, for training when I made less." Like, dude, you cheap motherfucker. Like, he's like going in on Spence. Like the way he was sounding on Spence was like he would want to fucking fight Spence if they ran into each other, like. He was saying a lot of like I ain't gonna lie, them niggas acting like they want to jump Spence over there. That's crazy.
Yeah. And
this fight is selling absolutely no tickets, bro, because it's overpriced. And then the undercard is like, there's no other. See, look, a fight like this with a Ryan Garcia. I'll be honest, you needed a strong co-main or something that was at least interesting enough. That kept everybody engaged as a quality fight.
Absolutely.
That whether or not Ryan Garcia does what he does, or he, we know that's going to happen. But at least we got something else good.
Right.
We don't know how Holyfield James 20 going to turn out. You know, it could be whatever. But god damn it, that you know Casamayor Diego Corrales is going to be fired.
The facts, straight
it
up.
It needed this card needed a fight of that caliber. Like, low key, this is why we give PBC props. Because they made Rolly and Cruz as the interesting, like, look, I know Thurman Zoo, you know, that'd be a knockout ass whooping, whatever, you know, you'll have your opinions on that. But we also got something else that's kind of intriguing if you give it a chance. And then we put some other fights on there.
And this is what hurts about, because Golden Boy rarely does cards in the East Coast. They rarely do it. You know, like they're pretty much just West Coast or Midwest with them. You know, but yeah, but the fact that they managed to get a venue in New York, and I didn't get all the arguments about the venue personally, because I mean I know Pete's been to Barclays, I've been to Barclays. It's a good fucking venue. Like
Barclays had no problem with selling the other fights that's been there.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I do understand the whole y'all got two West Coast niggas and you throw them on the East. That's the only thing I kind of feel like. If you got two West Coast niggas, like make a West Coast fight. Y'all stay doing this shit. Y'all take two East Coast niggas, put them in Vegas. But two West Coast niggas put him in New York.
But in this case, this is Golden Boy. Golden Boy, I think, wanted just to do a different venue. And I think
the yeah, which I have no problem. It's cool, but, you know, it just kind of happens too often sometimes.
Right. And Golden Boy, but you know, obviously what didn't help, though, yeah, because, I mean, I saw the prices of those tickets. So like, yeah, the prices on those seat tickets are kind of steep. Although I think now they're cutting them. They're starting to cut down, so, like, you know.
Somebody made a point that even with the tickets cut in half, that some of them are still $200 more than Tank Ryan.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy. Like, who, like, bro, like...
That this is the one thing I'll say about LNB. I know y'all was kind of going out on him early, but he know his logistics for these fights and these events. He may be fan clubbing certain shit, but even he was getting on him like, yo, like y'all could have priced this. And he was saying this early in the promotion. It's not like he was just saying this last week.
Yeah, no, he was.
So, you know, I get it. Like, you know, sometimes in life, we gotta eat the meat, pause, and spit out the bones. Pause. Devin will come in the fight like he did against Antonio Moran. He better. He's gonna take the body punches that Tank threw. Ryan quit against Tank. I don't know. That was a hard shot, man. Yeah. I don't know, until you get hit with these counter left hands to the body. Right? Ryan weaker than Kambosos. I don't know. Ah, damn, wow.
I mean, you're not wrong. and the funny thing is too, is like, I mean, this fight has all the shoulder programming in the world. Like it has everything. But it seems like it's just all for nothing.
Has a built-in rivalry, you know, the 3-3 and the amateurs. They kind of, they grew up
together. Everything you would want, like, bro.
California guys.
And then remember that they had Barbosa Jr. as, like, the backup?
No, the card's so trash, dog. The card's so bad.
Dude, but y'all should have looked. I know y'all had Barbosa as the backup if Haney pulled out. But y'all should have did like PBC did and put him in a quality co-main.
Yeah,
and so if something would have happened, y'all could have just boosted up a nigga or some shit. Everybody would have been like, oh, okay, so you know, Barbosa Haney, but we still got a good co-main, or we still got this.
Yeah,
y'all do some little musical chairs, musical, you know, fighter slots, but when y'all just don't give us anything and y'all just have one thing, like, you can't do that.
Yeah, like, we have Barbosa Jr., we have Beck the Bully, we have Charles Conwell, we have Sergey Derevyanchenko, all on this card, and all of them are fighting opponents they really shouldn't be fighting at all.
And you was naming some quality names that if you would have just tried with the matchmaking, you'd probably get some quality fights.
I mean, Derevyanchenko is facing Vaughn Alexander. Why? Conlon is...
Vaughn Alexander's name been mentioned twice on this podcast. Like, and they haven't been for anything good. I'm sorry. Shout out to Vaughn Alexander. Alexander's. I'm just saying, like,
yeah. And then Conwell is making his debut for Golden Boy facing Nathaniel Gallimore, who really shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah, this was like 5 years ago. This would be a decent fight,
right? And then Barbosa and Beck the Bully are fighting people I've never heard of before. Like, these are unknown fighters to me. Like,
Uber drivers, the hot dog stand guy.
Yeah. I mean, the only good fight on the undercard is from Scrappy Ramirez and David Jimenez. That's for one of the interim junior bantamweight titles.
I mean, Scrappy Ramirez be motherfucking Scrappy.
Yeah, he be Scrappy. Yeah, that's the only quality fight on the undercard. Like, that one was...
Hey, when y'all pick out boxing names, you knew niggas. Yeah. This is the shit niggas talk about. Like, that's a name that works with your style and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That undercard, though, is just like, it's, and this is Golden Boy usually is, I mean, for the most part, is really good with their matchmaking, but I think ever since their original matchmaker kind of left, their matchmaking has been so spotty, and this is like the clearest example of spotty. Like, these guys should all be in some competitive fights, or at least three of the fights should be competitive, at least, if you want to, but
get a quick KO early, like, and then some quality matchmaking afterward.
Like, next week, or the week after, the 27th, they're doing Diaz versus, who's the guy Ryan Garcia beat last?
Duarte?
Yeah, they're making that. Why don't you add that, at least, or give Ramirez part of both?
See, now, that would have been a solid fight to add to this card. It's not the greatest co-main, but it could have been there as another fight, and if you would have put Barbosa Jr. in a better fight, and if any fuckery would have happened, you could have moved up Barbosa, still had that quality fight with JoJo, and then made something else happen. But when you can't do much with this.
Nah,
and
then Barbosa alone. Wait, real quick, who's Barbosa's opponent?
It could have been you for all we care.
Somebody have to Google. Like, come on, man. Like, for $80 though.
And the funny thing is, like, Beck the Bully and Derevyanchenko are in the same division. Why not make the fight that fight?
That would have been a quality fight, because we would have been like, yo, Dervianenko just had like a fight of the year last year.
Yeah.
Is he still at that level, or was this like a, or is he on some Zepeda trending downward, or is he back up at, like, dude, there's so much, look, oh my God, nigga, like, you already got me started on how that's a good fight, and I want to see it, and this would be.
This is where Golden Boy kind of, and this is where, like, the main event is what it is, though, but you need people, you need to draw people into this card, and literally, you can't, like, I mean, as much as Scrappy Ramirez is a, that motherfucker thumps, don't get me wrong. But motherfuckers don't. I'm not gonna be drawn in by watching a 115 pounder do his work. Like do.
Yeah, like the Scrappy Ramirez fight stands out better with a better card.
Yeah.
Like y'all can't put the whole fucking night of boxing on the shoulders of fucking Scrappy Ramirez. I'm sorry.
Right.
and Devin Haney, like those two shouldn't have the weight of this card. Like y'all literally was like, you know, fuck it. Scrappy scraps so much that he's scrap enough for the whole undercard. Like, no.
Exactly.
That's what y'all niggas literally doing. Like, yeah, yo.
You know, according to
the thing, niggas treating him like Scrappy, dude.
You know, at least give us somebody we have a name we can recognize, you know what I mean, for Borboza. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, Borboza.
and if we can't recognize the names, then yeah, you can't, motherfuckers.
Yeah, if Ring Gang can't recognize some opponent name, then y'all niggas are digging in the crates harder than fucking DT digging in the crates.
Exactly.
You know? Literally, y'all niggas digging in the crates like Primo and RZA or some shit. Like, y'all niggas was going through files. Like, y'all had to go to the written files to find these niggas. This shit wasn't even on the computer when y'all found these niggas. It's like, nah, we need someone more obscure.
And this is a co-main that we're. This is a fucking co-main spot. Like, that's crazy as hell.
You know what? Because y'all did it on 420. Y'all think niggas is going to be so high that we not going to pay attention to the undercard.
If not Jose Ramirez, you know, because I feel like they bit the budget here. You know, you can tell by the card, the main event's taking up all the purse. But what I'm saying is, you could at least give us Barroso, maybe, against Barboza. At least give us a top 25 fucking opponent for a co-main for $80. I'm just saying, like, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, they got gassed off of them. Ryan Garcia's marketability and Devin Haney's emergence as a top, like, draw. Because for some reason, like, Devin Haney, he gets people talking. All his fights, always. But this is the one where I think everybody's kind of burnt out. And they just want to see the fight now.
He's one of the more
popular American names. I'll give Devin Haney, like, Bill Haney.
He did it the real nigga hard way. Like, he didn't take no shorts. He did. The only thing that would have made Devin Haney even more popular to some of you hardcore niggas if he would have got a loss on his record and got robbed or something.
Facts.
Like, because some of y'all niggas love the tragic hero shit. Like, nah. And I think some of y'all niggas are low-key wishing for that, too. But that's
the hero right there. Yeah, because most people don't like Bill Haney. I mean, that's just like, Bill Haney's a pain in the ass to most people. But originally, because I know when this fight announced, I was like, oh, maybe I want to go to Barclays. But within 3 weeks of Ryan's manic shit, I lost interest in going and seeing this live. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to make this trip to see this live or whatever. So, like, I'm
shocked he made it this far. You know, everybody thought he was going to make it. I mean, it's still a fight. We still got to wait. Let me not jinx it.
Man, I tell them niggas is in the ring.
Thank you.
This shit is
Exactly.
Thank you.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sorry.
But
finish. My bad, Kiki.
No, I was just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if he misses weight. In fact, I'm expecting it.
Yeah. Hey, wasn't he seeing some... Kinky's right. There was some tweet where Haney was getting that dude on some, like, you a zombie, you can't...
Yeah, because Ryan said that he was fasting for 3 days, he was going to be drinking black coffee and shit like that.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, why do you need to fast like that? Like, you know, you should...
See, look, he's fucking himself up with the black coffee this early in the week because it's going to throw him off and he's not going to be able to rest during the week after training.
Yeah.
The black coffee is better on that Saturday. So he has that extra little kick. Well, you don't need to be drinking that fucking Monday and Tuesday and Sunday and Tuesday and shit.
Well, the caffeine does help with weight, like fat burn or whatever, but then, you know, in this case, I don't think he probably should be doing that, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it helps. I get it, it helps in this aspect, but it's like, it's one of those, it can help as just much as it hurts you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like,
you get addicted to that coffee early, and then you're getting that caffeine, you're crashing out, you're not getting the proper rest. That's why I stopped drinking coffee, because I'm not somebody who sleeps with a good record. Like, and if I drink, like when I used to drink coffee and be up like, nigga, I would never go to sleep. I mean, that's hard now. So nah, a nigga like me can't drink coffee. Motherfucker like Ryan Garth shouldn't be drinking coffee like that.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, pretty much it's just like, yeah, let's get this fight, let's get this L on Ryan Garcia's record and just move on. But King P, so how do you think this fight's actually going to go?
It's not going to be competitive. I think Ryan's going to get his ass whooped if the fight does go through. And Devin is strong, and I don't think Ryan is going to be able to take the punches that Progress took. I gave Progress credit because Progress was tough. Progress took a lot of punches. Some punishment from Dev low key. I don't think Ryan is durable, and he's more hittable than Progress. So he'll have his chin up right there for him for a 1-2 all night. Shit, I don't even think it lasts all night. So I think he stopped.
Yeah, this is an early knockout.
Yes, I think he stops him in 6.
Okay. Mid round, that ain't bad. I can see that.
What about you, LB?
Nah, I want to hear Pilot first, please.
Oh, okay, Pilot. What about you? Oh, this nigga have one of his. Oh, he said, "Be right back." So LB, go ahead.
Ah, dang. How about Pilot? I mean, Patrick. I mean, Pat. Ah, fuck it, I'll go. Damn. Like, you fucking these niggas' names up? I mean, yeah, Ryan Garcia. I mean, Devin Haney. I mean, Devin Haney, bro. Is definitely gonna win this. Like, Ryan, I look at this as like this. It's 70-30 in Haney's favor.
Right.
Ryan, like, whenever you have talent and you have quick hands and power, you're always going to be in every fight. Mm-hmm. But then it comes back down to, are you going to apply yourself in every fight? And that's the only reason why Broner still has a name. Because he has quick hands, he has power.
And a very, very, in defense still. Like, he's still hard to hurt.
And he has a chin, so he's going to be in every fight. And a guy like Ryan Garcia, with all his attributes, he's in every fight because you don't know if, you know, you don't know what's the night he's going to get his shit together.
Right.
And like having an ain't shit nigga like on the couch all the time. Like, you don't know the one day he come home like, and he tell you some good news like, hey man, I'm moving out. I just won a video game tournament. I ran off from the plug. You don't know.
Right.
And Ryan Garcia, one of those niggas, you don't know if he's going to finally realize he could, you know, throw hooks off the jab and be an active fighter. You don't know if he's going to have his chin down and walk you down. you don't know. So that's why he's in the fight. But if Haney just does what he's supposed to do, he should win this shit. Ryan Garcia, his best bet is just to just box at Haney and be aggressive against him and engage Haney and make exchanges. Mm-hmm. Anything that could produce exchanges is in Ryan Garcia's favor.
Right.
If it just turns into a jab boxing match, that's in Haney's favor. So Ryan Garcia needs a this is the thing. And shout out to Lemos because he's bringing this shit back. You niggas got to start analyzing fights and understand if you have to be the attacker or not. some of you niggas get in there thinking y'all the pretty nigga, or you're the boxer. You know, Joshua had that problem with Usyk. You know, nah, like, go in there. Some of these dudes, you have to, you know, you gotta attack. And Ryan Garcia needs to damn know that, yo, I'm gonna have to attack Devin Haney. You got the weapons, do it. So, if he doesn't try to attack Devin Haney and just be throwing 60 punches around, I don't see him being in this fight like that. He'll just probably be slow, and then Haney's gonna lull him in and try to bomb on him and maybe fucking stop him. Mm-hmm. He's been trying to practice punching with power, and he's bigger at the weight. Yeah, I'd say eight rounds.
Yeah, I could see that too.
I give Ryan Garcia a little more credit. I think the Duarte fight helped him, because it gave him somebody who's going to come at him, who's dangerous, who didn't just take a check. Exactly. And he overcame that. And sometimes a guy like Ryan Garcia, when you build him up to certain fights, he has to feel like a guy who has to overcome something. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he still feels that way in this fight. So Haney just can't pressure him recklessly. Like, if Garcia doesn't get hurt and he's just pressured and he feels he has to overcome something, he might surprise niggas. So this is one of those fights where if you hurt Ryan, get him out of there. That's only my advice for this shit. But yeah, should have a decent little showing with these two. I don't expect nothing great.
Yeah, Ryan's biggest chance to win is either A, he has to land the left hook or land counters. Like, and yes, because this is where Ryan's attributes will probably have to come into play, because, I mean, obviously with Devin's chin, although I think obviously going away, I think he's gotten more solid too. But, you know, obviously that whole thing with Linares kind of making him unstuck for like the last three rounds of the fight is still fresh in some people's minds or whatever. And Ryan does have enough speed and power to put somebody away with one punch.
And he throws the right hand more now too.
Right.
Ryan Garcia.
Did he get Duarte out of there with
a right? Nah, he did the right more. That left is so telegraphable. Like, watching that Ben fight, his left hook is still as about telegraphable as Ben's right is. Because I was watching that fight, Ben wants to land that right. That left hook. He wants to land the left hook too, but he should throw the right more. I feel like Ryan doesn't throw the right enough, man.
Right, but the thing that
he throws it more than before. But the thing is, Ryan Garcia, the hook don't look as sloppy in exchanges. It catches you. But if he's not active enough to make his changes, then all it's going to be is fucking Broner and Porter. You're going to be the Broner from the Porter fight spamming left hooks.
Yeah.
And sloppy left hooks.
Yeah, and then, of course, I mean, and then on top of that, man, because we don't know what his training situation is like, especially with Derek James. And we all know Derek James doesn't teach no defense. So it could be, you know, maybe his fighting style might be a little bit tampered with or whatever. So it's going to be like we don't know. Like, but I think
at this point, just make sure Ryan Garcia's offense is great. Like,
right.
He needs a Freddie Roach, Derek James offensive-minded coach, I think, to get the best out of Ryan Garcia. Garcia, he not cerebral. He got too much shit going on in that fucked up head of his.
Yeah.
Just make him throw fucking punches and that's it.
Yeah, because if he tries to box with Devin, Devin is just going to pick him apart, piece by piece. And usually for Devin, I don't call the knockouts for this one, but I think Devin will score a TKO or something like that. Like, he will stop Ryan, but I'm thinking it'll probably be like around eight rounds too. Like, I think probably the eighth round as well.
Yeah, he's competing with Tank on this one. Like, Haney's in a position where, if he doesn't look as dominant as Tank, everybody's going to be like, "Wah." They need to be like, "Well, look, I dusted this nigga off just like you did. Now let's you and me fight. Yeah. Beat up Frank Martin, and let's fight in the fall or winter."
Yeah,
and honestly, remember, people also, Garcia, they're fighting at 140, mm-hmm. And we know Garcia really should have always been at 140 for years.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, it's still more credit. It's more credit than what's his name? Hitchens gets for Zepeda.
Let's see. Pilot. What do you think? How do you think this fight's gonna go?
It's intriguing. General consensus is Ryan will win. You know, ever since I've been on, like,
you mean Devin will win?
Yeah, Devin will win. Past couple of years, I've kept saying I'm gonna keep predicting Shakur and Haney to get knockouts. Shakur finally got one. Haney could have got Regis out of there, and I'm hoping, you know, he does get him out of there. Like, this is his chance for this to be kind of, for lighter terms, maybe his Gotti, because Ryan still has his star, you know, but Tank already beat him. But I feel like, I think Haney will actually break him down and make him quit in the corner, probably in the 10th round. I will say, though, Ryan might be mentally unstable, but his speed and power is elite. I mean, he's one of the best left hooks in boxing, so anything can happen. Anything can happen. Like, if Ryan won, the actual fucking, the boxing world, you know, would be shaken, bro. But I just don't see it.
Does Ryan really have one of the best left hooks in boxing?
Currently, I mean, there's not many. Nobody, you know.
No, he doesn't. No,
he's one of the better left hooks. He knocks, I mean, how many people have knocked left, you know, right now, currently?
He has the most telegraphed left hook, but
it worked for him most time. I'm just saying, he's knocked many people out with the left
hook. I look at it like this. Just because you score a certain amount of knockouts with a particular punch, don't mean you're the best at it.
That's fair. But I'm saying, okay, his signature left hook is one of the better in boxing. Am I wrong?
Dude, he doesn't even know how to set it up. He just throws it. He just spams
it. It's one of those... Look. All right. Ryan Garcia's left hook is like a button masher with a projectile attack. Like, you know, you don't know when that sonic boom is coming, but it'll come there 3 or 4 times at you. Same thing with the fireball, whatever shit y'all playing. If they playing Ninja Turtles, you're going to see the daggers come at you. This, whatever the fuck. That's Ryan Garcia. There's no setups. The only time it comes into play more organically, if it's exchanges. If that doesn't happen, it's telegraph. Or he hurts you with the right hand, or it's an obvious counter. So, if we're talking about guys with better left hooks, like, actively in boxing, in a way, Crawford... who else in the top 10?
I mean, technically, Tank, there's the guys that throw a barrel of hook. I'm just saying, Ryan has left hook work.
I was trying to look at for conventional niggas.
I mean, would y'all say Danny Garcia had one of the barrel of hooks with the no look left hook in boxing when Danny was?
Yes.
I mean, he was knocking out names. I'm just saying.
I mean, Eric Morales was a name. Fucking, what's that Greek nigga?
Amir Khan, Pauly.
Yes, remember. Yeah, I mean, Khan was a favorite, bro. And see, the thing is with Danny, he lands that left hook on everybody. Like, Ryan Garcia, that shit just don't be hitting like that.
AJ has a very good left hook.
And it's heavy, too. It's heavy as
who?
Fuck. Joshua.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Fuck that. Yeah, there's a lot of niggas like with better, like, dude, like, come on, Canelo left hook.
Yeah.
Well, we missing some little niggas. Fucking Juan Estrada has a good left hook.
Chocolatito has a good left hook too.
Chocolatito has a good left hook.
I'm in there, I guess. I'm just saying, Ryan has a chance. What kind of percentage do y'all give him to win, you know, if
any? I said 70-30.
Yeah, 70-30 is about right. Like, I'm not saying he has no chance at all, because he has physical gifts, but the brains to really control him the way they need to try to win this fight, that I'm not a believer in.
Yeah, like, and then the whole, it's obvious when Ryan Garcia is struggling. Like, his poker face is horrible. It's up there with Shane Mosley as far as I'm getting frustrated or I'm losing. Like, when Garcia's struggling, Everybody sees you. The nigga selling t-shirts in the damn parking lot sees you. Mm-hmm. He saw it with the damn Luke Campbell fight. That worried that, oh shit, I don't know if I can deal with this.
Yeah, especially the tank fight, you know, where you saw.
And in the tank fight. It was there in the Duarte fight too.
Yeah.
Why do you think Ryan kept bouncing on them damn ropes and spinning around and making looking like Laura at sometimes? Like, because it was that whole, oh shit, like it's serious. Like, yes, nigga, it's serious. Motherfucker's gonna knock your ass out.
So pretty much everyone is.
Hold on, what round you picked, Pat? I'm sorry.
Eight.
Damn, so we both picked eight then.
Yeah, eight, and then P said six, and Pilot said 10.
That Pilot's hoping for a good ass fight.
A little generous.
So yeah,
the only reason I'm excited is because they're two big names. Yeah, that's about it, Blazing Killer. That's the truth.
So I'm just looking at the odds right now on FanDuel. So right now, Ryan Garcia is a plus 640 underdog. Haney, minus 1,100 favorite. And then Method of Victory, a Devin Haney point of decision is minus 160. I actually thought it would be a lot, you know, it would be a little bit lower or something, or a little bit higher, excuse me.
Because they know if it's a competitive fight and it's trending toward the distance, mm-hmm. Ryan might get some popularity with the scorecard look.
Yeah. And the Haney for stoppage is plus 220. Draws plus 2,000. Ryan Garcia with decision, as you just mentioned, is plus 1,600. And the Garcia KO is plus 900. So, yeah, I mean, this
is possible, but I don't know if probable.
Yeah, if anything's too, and they got some good group round betting odds too. Yeah, I'll probably take a look at that later, because I will probably take my time and figure out what I want. You know, because I might run a whole parlay with all the obvious winners on the undercard, and then figure this shit out. Will be more bang for my buck for Haney Garcia.
what's Devin Alexander for a round KO and the group betting?
Devin Haney, not Alexander. Haney. Bro.
Alexander Haney, I said.
You said Devin Alexander.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. We had to bring his name up somehow. Like, I don't think there's ever been a podcast where we said Vaughn's name more than Devin's.
Yo, that's facts.
So I'm sorry, bro. So now they're equal, okay? Like, we gotta balance the universe sometimes, nigga.
I'm just looking at the what round will the fight end. For a round eight prop, it's plus 1,500.
Okay.
Now, if
what about for 10?
Now, if we're doing the group round bettings and shit like that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like for one, like if, let's see, if Devin wins between 7 and 12, it's plus 370. For one, another one, if Devin wins the fight between 7 and 8, it's plus 1,000. And then another one, where if Devin Haney wins the fight between 5 and 8, it's plus 600.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so yeah, totally. Yeah. So yeah, they got, yeah, let's see what we got here. Round 8, when will the fight end? What round will the fight end? Okay, so yeah, and they also have it where if the fight ends in 7 and 9, depending on who wins, it's plus 500. Yeah, so it's, yeah, they have some interesting props in here. But yeah,
it's a lot of possibilities, bro. I feel it.
But yeah, I mean Ryan. But I mean, obviously, like I said, I mean, if Ryan for boxing, if Ryan wins, then the sky's the limit for that motherfucker. Like Ryan will never be mentally like sound again if that motherfucker wins, you know. And Devin, of course, will probably be roasted on the internet and discredited for eternity until he runs that back.
Yeah, I need to look. I'll be honest. Devin Haney almost did it.
Yeah.
Had a good performance against Prograde.
Mm-hmm.
But for as bad as Prograde looked, the stars of yesteryear would have pushed for a stoppage.
Right.
We need to start seeing that extra damn gear from the Americans in these big fights, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence Crawford can't be the only nigga that's stopping dudes at the elite level. our world class level, or whatever big fight he's in.
In a way, in Crawford, yeah. Those two get him out of there.
Yeah. It's not necessarily because all these guys from around the world kind of do it. But for some reason, the Americans, it's the aesthetic thing, man. I'm telling you, like, it's infesting boxing where we just want to look good and pretty. That second gear, that like, hold on, like, all right, like, let me beat this nigga ass. He's, you know, he's outmatched. Y'all, that shit, that silent contract shit, y'all on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do just enough. I'll average 2 good hard shots per round, and you just keep following me and getting this semi ass. Like, no. You won't be a star, damn it. Like, come on. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie, this is a great podcast, because we was all over this motherfucker today.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Technical, but too. Like, yeah, she was.
Yeah, I mean, now all we do is just pretty much now wait for the fuckery to happen. You know, like, I mean, obviously we're still trying. I mean, I'm most likely I might just order it, you know, because I don't think I don't think it's gonna be in the theaters, you know. So,
it's a theater fight because niggas will just show up for the last fight.
Surprisingly,
like, it's a hard sell for a damn pay per view at home.
Surprisingly, I mean, if all the fights I've seen in the theaters, I think all of them have had like good crowds in the beginning, like, you know, and you know, everyone's like kind of engaged.
Yeah, but with these good cards in the beginning.
That's also true.
Yeah, like, this just sounds like, I don't know, it's a front runner card where if all these guys are getting knockouts, but see, this is the thing. When the knockouts come too easy, it leaves you restless and it puts too much expectations on the main event. Right. In the main event, it's like too much fuckery could happen. So you don't ever want you don't ever want the card to make it break itself on the damn main event.
I mean, for me, that's
what happened with Top Rank, remember?
Yeah, no, of course. But I'm like this, you know what? I mean, thankfully I got my little refund from the state, so I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna use some of it and just order this shit and be like, and just keep it. I might as well do something with it. I know I'm gonna spend it on something. I might as well spend it on a pay per view. I'm getting it back.
Unless y'all want to super chat the pay per view, all y'all niggas that be like, man, y'all gotta order every pay per view. You know, if you're a boxing fan, yeah, super chat that $80 in here.
Yeah. Super chat.
Make sure your boy gets to watch it.
Yeah, because we like to super chat popping. Like we work to get that, you know. So yeah, you know, you'll always know that it's always going to be active, you know, no matter what.
You know? But yeah, we're gonna have to damn, not this card, but in the future, the next stack card we get, I want to see if we could do something with maybe another food episode, and we all just pick one recipe or one thing that we do on point, and you know, we make some out of it. But I feel like you only do that when you got a good stack card, and can't do it for this. This is like, I'll grab some cheeseburgers afterwards type shit, or I ate a good lunch.
Yeah.
This ain't like, I'm looking forward to a good meal to watch boxing. Nah.
All I know is I'll probably just make some air fried burgers and shit and just call it a day for this fight.
You see what I'm saying? Like, this is, you doing regular shit for this. And yeah. And hold on, niggas air fried burgers?
Yeah, with me, because I mean, I had a former girl which I love, but something horrible happened to it. So I mean, air fried burger, it's not bad, but you know, I do miss the former girl, and I should, but I've been lazy about just replacing it.
I never thought the air fryer fucking burger. I air fried lobster before, but not a fucking burger.
No, air fried burger is cool. Like, I mean, especially,
is it better than a Foreman grill burger?
Huh?
Is it better than a Foreman grill burger?
No, it's not.
Is it better than a burger in a skillet?
It could be. You know, I mean,
yeah, now you got me intrigued with the it could be. Like, no, it could be. I mean, and it's a damn Luis Ortiz accidental fade on PBC Fox.
Only because it's easy. Air fry is easier to make the type of burgers I like to make, because I like to make giant ones with egg and cheese in the middle. It's a lot easier to do that in an air fryer.
This exotic motherfucker.
Nigga, don't knock it till you try it, my nigga. That shit, you know,
I mean, it sounds good, but I mean, goddamn. Like, mean, yeah.
And it's marinated in olive oil and shit, and I season it up, nigga.
Man, this whole ass light skin burger. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. You African with this burger?
Nigga, that shit is busted, nigga. I don't know what you're talking about, but that shit is
busted. Nah, you haven't. So, I mean, like, dude, do y'all hear this shit?
Nigga, what the fuck are you doing, nigga? I mean, that.
This nigga's talking about, you know, egg. Breadcrumbs marinated in the finest virgin olive oil. Like, yeah, nigga, shut the fuck up. Like, no.
Nigga, I know how to make fucking burgers, nigga. Like, you know.
No, I mean, you got me thinking about it because I ain't gonna lie. Like, a hot pocket in the air fryer is way better than a hot pocket in the fucking microwave.
It is. I remember on some late night shit, I went because I was a little smacked and I was like, okay, let me go grab something over there. And they had, like, the Philly cheesesteak ones, and I put it in the air fryer. That shit was crispy as a motherfucker. It almost burned my tongue off, too.
Now you hungry fucking hippo, nigga. Like, let it cool off,
nigga. I was smacked, nigga. I had to eat that shit, though.
Like, this nigga, he ran up in there, like, he started nomming that shit like Flavor Flay or something. This nigga's geeking. He's like, fuck that. I needed it,
nigga. I was like, I didn't want to wait, because, you know, that shit takes like a half hour for that shit to really cool down, nigga. That should be.
No, it don't. Like, nigga, you in cold ass Connecticut or whatever the fuck. Like, nah, nigga. Like,
nah, nigga.
That shit should have cooled off in like 2 minutes.
Nigga, it'll cool down as I'm eating it, nigga.
Damn, man. Nah, I can't. I was gonna say something, but then I was gonna like, yeah, that would have sounded like off if I'd have said it. So nah. Nigga's like, wait, what? Like, but yeah, I'm good on that. But yeah, definitely got to do another food episode. Like, everybody pick what's that one thing you would make to contribute to the fight. I mean, some shit, we'll figure it out. But yeah, Prolific gonna work on some animation that we've been doing. Ramadan's over, so, you know, he back in the lab. You know, hit me up, so I didn't send him the script for that. I gotta add more to it. But I gotta bring Ring Gang in it, of course. You know, that's another episode we working on.
Absolutely.
But we getting into the fighting. It's no more like, you know, we got jokes, but like, I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, it's the fighting shit that really moves me when it comes to animation. Like,
word.
I'm a funny ass nigga when it comes to the script and the jokes and the shit, but nah, I like my violence.
You're like,
that's why you follow me. You'll see me post up violence. Like, I'll be posting up boxing clips and violent movies. Like, I mean, a lot of these other niggas is posting up memes and jokes. No. Are loving relationships? No. It's dark and violence over here. It's dark, demonic fucking violence over here, nigga. With the occasional fine bitch in ink drawing.
Facts.
That's it. But yeah, well, hopefully this Saturday is a decent representation of the sport of boxing. Make sure y'all sub to Ring Gang Radio. More articles on the way. More fly shit. More,
yeah.
More training footage is coming up. Like, really coming up this week. Like, we got some fire shit.
Yeah, like the footage now, because every time we upload footage now, we have a dollar sign there. So, you know, you see that there, you watch a video, you like what you see, you hear, you know, just click on that little dollar sign and help us out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if y'all entertained, because, yeah, I be seeing y'all niggas be, we got enough shorts and clips and shit where motherfuckers, we really got a decent collection where niggas can literally just be on the homepage of Ring Gang and enjoy shit for their 15, 20 minutes before you even get to listening to the podcast and the lives.
Facts.
So if you ain't one of these niggas that's fucking with the lives like that, you know, then show some love with the damn, with the shorts, you know, they appreciate it, you know, we'll appreciate it. Like, you know, my students appreciate it, you know, and engage. I got comments, whatever, say it, it's all good. But yeah, like, you know, just super chat that shit up.
Yeah, exactly.
Get them likes up. Or I start just bringing bums on these damn training videos.
Right.
Or I'm going to start covering everybody up. Y'all be like, damn, hold on. What is this? I ain't got this nigga there? What are these new niggas? Like, nah.
No, but yeah, other than that, I mean, I don't have anything extra to say because I know it's getting late, so I'm trying to wrap it up.
Yeah, Shogun, nigga.
Huh? Well, not Shogun. Nigga. No, it's show bad for me, nigga. Like,
my bad. So, bar, that sound like a damn one of your titles or a fucking Ring Gang episode.
Yeah.
This nigga's like, is it Shogun or show bad? That Scorpio and LB reviewed a Shogun show on FX. Like, is it so bad or is Shogun so bad or so enough? Like,
might have to remember that too when we actually review that season.
Yeah, we definitely reviewing that. Like, if y'all did any other show end? Are we up to date on everything? Right?
No, yeah, we up to date on everything.
All right, cool. Oh, yeah, the music. So, Thursday, yo. Y'all niggas make sure y'all tuned in, man. We doing it big again with the music. Make sure y'all tuned in, because after this, we gonna chill for a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, but, you know, we like the matchups. It's very fun, and we want to give one where it's like the niggas is the same era type shit, at least for the young bulls, the young squad. So, we got King P in there with Pilot. It's a different set of light skin on light skin violence. It's not the young and old light skin. It's the, like, we can go for the same hoes light skin violence. So, like, it ain't old school night at the club for these youngins. Like, they both in the club packed prime 2000s. You know what I mean? So, what? Hopefully we get some good, songs played, hopefully not no more fucking Drake.
Right.
Jeez, like, if both y'all niggas have a round where y'all both pick Drake, like, that round is just incomplete. Like, so y'all, if y'all gonna pick Drake, y'all better have some, y'all better send this nigga 8 songs. Cause I swear, like, if both y'all have Drake for a fucking round, nigga, like,
nobody's picking Drake. Only Rome would do some shit like that.
Yeah. Nick and Short, though, like, y'all surprised. I got, and this more for Pilot because he be full of surprises. So, nah, like, I don't think King P would do Drake.
You gonna pull a Drake for R&B 2000? Come on, man. Drake's a pop artist. If you take him, if you like this whole beef with him and Kendrick, I've heard the songs, but I just glimpse past it. Hip hop outgrew me, man. I was, you know, like the whole diss with Kendrick and J. Cole. I mean, I listen to him, but listen. Yeah.
I listen to Rick Ross's diss.
I didn't hear Rick Ross's yet. I heard he went hard.
What do you think about the Rick Ross diss?
It was actually kind of funny. It was cool. It was cool. He was calling him a white boy and everything. I'm just dying. Like, he's going with the Miss Bitch insults. Like,
ah, damn. He was. Like, damn, Miss Bitch was damn cold. Was on the pen game with this nigga. Like, yo, like, fuck it. Just say the lowbrow, real nigga shit that's easy to everybody gets. Huh? Call him a white boy. Fuck. Like,
yo, I still haven't listened to any of that shit yet. I was gonna listen today, but I got too busy with doing some work shit at work. So I was like,
I mean, dude, it isn't like, I'll be honest, like, none of the disses really like got me. Like, this has been a dissful year. Like, so I'll say that about hip hop. Y'all niggas is like, yo, is the niggas in hip hop was more aggressive than the boxes this year. Like, because we're getting real battles with these niggas. With the boxers, we're just getting real names talking shit. But we're not getting a real... Like, Ryan Garcia Haney's like the first real type of grudge match. Besides, okay, super bad. But you get what I'm saying. But
yeah,
but yeah, man. Like low-key, the Benzino shit was more impressive than these disses. I guess because it was so unexpected. But it was still like, oh, damn. Where these niggas, you kind of expect more from them. And it's like, no one's not really going out. Like,
what?
Like, I need a nigga that, like, y'all niggas got to show y'all. Y'all got to be like Cyclops in the new X-Men. Like, y'all, we might think less of y'all, but y'all got to prove us wrong type shit.
Super fast.
Like, yeah, like, you got to just spaz out. You can't just keep doing the same shit and... Like, it don't feel like no battles. If you was to take four of the biggest battles in 1 year from a previous year of hip hop, the disc levels would be night and day. This is little shit. You telling the producer to shut up and make beats, nigga? Make drums, nigga? Like, is that really, like, disrespectful? That's some shit, like, I'm sure his homeboys in the studio done told that nigga. Yo, Metro, man, chill, man. Nigga, make beats, nigga, chill. Like, shut the fuck, like, that's regular shit. Like that's some shit that we would say amongst ourselves, like.
Right.
I'm sure Clanarchy was on the podcast and he said something, we'd be like, man, make some, cut some soulful loops, nigga, damn. Like, I wouldn't, like, I mean, would y'all be like, oh, fuck it, like, him and Jay beefing now, fuck that. I would be like, yo, LB and Clanarchy beefing? No, so, this is like, y'all talking about niggas' shoe sizes? Like, Ross was the only one that really had some, like, disses, like, and you can tell they hurt because the way Drake reacted, so, yeah. White boy, I know you with the, I know you wearing the Dockers with no underwear, white boy. What the fuck? Who says, only a Florida nigga would say some random shit like that, like, nigga just disrespectfully funny and playful for no reason. He on the boat, so be like, that's Birdman little house that been out there. Well, yeah, I got that. Man, wrap this shit up. Let's go, man. It's late.
But yeah. So yeah, for myself, yo, Pat Scorpio doing a representer for LB Shuttleworth, the God of the Go artist, for King P, Bodega P, for Conscious Pilot. You know, this has been another wonderful episode of Real Talk, where as always, if shit's real, you talk about it. So until next time, peace.
Yeah.